3. So I'd like to welcome a wonderful writer. She'll be performing here along with a number of other women on Saturday night, the 21st, from 7 to 9:30. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Black? I don't have one. I recently had, I recently had the opportunity to see a real live fire eater, and it was pretty amazing. And you know how they always tell you, oh, they coat their mouth with something. Well, it turns out, no, they don't. And they do burn their mouth and tongue at times, you know. So it was like, anyway, that led to this. This is it's called Memoirs of a Fire-Eating Mother. They are so young. We want to save them from the fiery parts of learning, the burns and blisters they'll undoubtedly raise on their hands, on their tongues, the scar tissue they'll grow to protect their vulnerable fingertips. We see their hearts burning overbright, glowing through their bones and scorching their skin with that searing white light. It takes practice, we tell them, not to swallow the fire whole, to swap the flame quickly from the tongue back to the torch, feeling the warmth rather than the dangerous sizzle of a burning flare. We remind them to fuel with less volatile combustibles, paraffin rather than gas, glue rather than alcohol. We could tell them, just avoid the whole business. Let those hearts smolder, burn out. Let them cool down to an unobtrusive heap of indifferent ash. But that's not an option if we are to breathe or to fly. We covet this fire to rescue our hearts from any cold death of antipathy. We wouldn't compel them to fly with clipped wings or sing with a muzzled snout or walk with knuckled feet. So we struggle to coach them, train them to eat fire benignly, carefully, and with aplomb, so they will ingest its heat and savor its warmth rather than spit it all out in pain with a blistering tongue inured to taste. We teach them to savor the bits of wisdom embedded in their scorch marks and scar tissue, to bite elegantly and swallow discriminately, to comfortably digest the grace of passion. And we hope they'll continue to attend flaming banquets, abounding with the many flavors of fire, hot and yellow, orange and crackling, blue and smoldering, nourishing one another as they learn this ancient art of eating fire and how we usually burn only those we truly love. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay. Our next performer is